and reconvening. We have two members of the audience who would like to speak not on item seven, but on COLAs. So let me start with William Gregory. And if you're here and would like to go up to the microphone, introduce yourself.
I'm here, but I would rather have Karen Bennett speak first.
That's fine with me. So, Ms. Bennett.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me okay? My name is Karen Bennett, and first of all, thank you for allowing me to speak today in front of you. Last week, in fact, a week ago today, I received a letter, as well as other people in the retirement group, from CCERA stating that the COLA on my account had been overpaid, that there was an audit that had been done, and the audit caused an overpayment in the account. And the letter, I do have a handout for all of you, a copy of the letter that I received, and attached to it is the letter that I have actually written. And I'm just going to go over those points, but I wanted to supply you with a written letter so that you'd have it to review later on, hopefully.
That's a nice pen.
The letter did not explain what the reason for the error in the COLA was. It just said there was an error and the account was overpaid between the years of 2009 and 2015. And I was therefore going to have to repay this overpayment plus interest. Well, first of all, this was 2 days before we were expecting our April check to be in the bank for us, which I was expecting a raise, just like every other retired person. And 2 days prior to that, I find out not only am I not getting a raise, but I am going to be told that I have to repay this money that I was overpaid. So I called and spoke to a lady here in the office, and she explained to me that back in 2006, the computer system went to a new system, and during the conversion, it picked up an erroneous retirement date for me. I happened to fall into the group that have two accounts. My late husband passed away in April of 1982. I didn't retire until March of 99. When the conversion was done, somehow the two accounts were merged, and the retirement date was picked up of 4/22/82 for my account, therefore causing me to, according to the computer, I would be entitled to a 3% raise each of those years, when in fact I wasn't because of my retirement date, which was 3/99. So I understand how that happened. I understand it, but I don't really understand it because of the fact that they were two separate accounts. So why would the two have been merged and pick up this erroneous date? Somehow in my mind, I'm thinking that whatever company was hired to do this conversion program should have some responsibility in this error. That's my thinking. I worked as a data processing coordinator for many years, and therefore am familiar with how conversion programs work. But we never had a problem with two accounts being merged. So I'm not sure how that happened. Anyway, aside from that, and then as I said, 2 days prior to my hoping to have a raise on my check, I find out, no, you're not getting a raise at all. You're getting a decrease in your pay. So that was upsetting. Then my question is, where does the legality of this overpayment come in? How am I responsible for that? I don't feel I'm responsible for the overpayment on my account. I did nothing to cause this error to happen. if I'd given some misinformation or withheld information, then I certainly would understand being responsible for it, but that's not the case. Therefore, I don't understand my responsibility of it. I was told when I spoke to the young lady here in this office that the statute governs the policy. Well, apparently the statute states that the retirement office can legally correct their errors. Well, I'm not sure what correct their errors mean. What does that really mean? To me, it can say, okay, we'll correct the date of your retirement and fix that so that it doesn't continue to occur every year. Does it mean that the retirement office can really collect that money that was overpaid? I don't know. I'm not an attorney, therefore I can't interpret the law. But it is a question that I have. And then to go on from there, if you think about the income tax issues, and that's a big issue, because I've computed what I believe to be that overpayment to be, which I'm not going to throw that figure out because I'm hoping my mathematics are wrong. But it's a sizable amount of money, which means that I overpaid income tax for those affected years. So if the retirement office can somehow legally charge me for this overpayment, how are they going to make any adjustments for our income tax? Are they going to supply us with amended tax returns, amended 1099s rather, so that I can do an amended tax return? I don't know. I don't have the answer for that. That's my question. How would that be handled? And if they require this overpayment to be collected, how is that going to be collected? And again, how is that going to affect income tax? If the monthly payment is subtracted from my monthly allowance, it should be prior tax, before tax. In other words, they should not include that money as money earned. Is that going to be legal for the retirement office to do? I don't know the answer to that. But it's a very upsetting situation for me, as well as I understand there were a total of 14 people involved in this COLA problem. Some of them were overpaid, some of them were underpaid. The people that were underpaid are actually in the same boat financially with taxes. If the retirement office is going to issue these people that were underpaid a lump sum payment this year, that could raise their income drastically for this year, which means very possibly going into another income bracket. So how are all these answers going to be met? But I just question the legality of charging us that we're overpaid and requiring money for us to repay that money. And if we do, where is the legality in charging interest on that? So I would appreciate your consideration to the facts I've presented to you, and look forward to hearing you on any results. Can I answer any questions from any of you?
Ms. Bennett, this is not part of today's agenda.
Right.
So you're speaking in public session at this point. My sense, based on just the issues you've raised, is that we probably should agendize this at a future, as soon as possible, date. That's probably the more appropriate time to try and deal with the specific issues that you've raised, and perhaps others will raise as well.
Okay. Do you know if there's, I happened to run into, as I was coming in, I ran into another man, Bill Gregory, who's going to speak also, just happened to bump into him as I came in, found out that he was in the same position as I am. But there are other people involved in that. Is there some way that I can contact these other people to join in?
I think we would need to do that.
You would need to do that.
I don't think that the board cannot provide their
because
personal
of privacy.
Information to you, to my knowledge, anyway. But
right.
I think that's something we could do.
Yeah, and at a future meeting, this was planning on being agendized and going to the board, especially considering the overpayment piece.
Mm-hmm.
And all 14 retirees would be properly noticed at that meeting.
I see.
I'll ensure that someone is contacting you to have some of your operational questions answered.
All right. That would be great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Mr. Gregory?
Karen and I just met today coming in to the meeting. I think we both had a forlorn look on our faces, so we recognized why we were here. I just want to reiterate what she said, and that during this time, we had no knowledge that we were being overpaid, or we certainly would have brought it to the attention of the Retirement Bureau. Right? And during that time, there was really no incentive to save any of this money because the banks were paying less than 1% on any kind of savings account. And so you just spent the money, you know, why put it away? You're not going to get anything from it. So I'm concerned about what kind of interest rate that you would possibly come up with. Also, the income tax issue it could be a pretty good one. I worked as a consultant for 2 or 3 years during that time, and I had a higher bracket, so more of my money went to state and federal taxes. And so there's a lot of issues involved in this besides just an overpayment and pay you back type of a thing. It really has a pretty good impact on us. And I don't want to bring any specifics out because I'd rather do it in a closed meeting if we could. That would be reasonable to me. It seemed like that would be the way to do it. So thank you very much for allowing us to speak.
Thank you. Okay.